Welcome to Virtual Fostum and welcome to the session about running MySQL in DB cluster and Kubernetes. And yes, in case you had any doubts, I will show you, sure, you can run your database on MySQL in DB cluster and Kubernetes without any problems. My name is Bernd Ocklin and I'm running the MySQL and DB engineering team at Oracle. Today I'm presenting here from my hometown, Stockholm, where we also have a small office that we share with some of the Java folks at Oracle. First of all, I want to briefly introduce you and walk through some aspects of both technologies, cluster and Kubernetes, but also assume that you have some basic understanding of both of them already. So what is MySQL cluster to start out with? MySQL cluster is a sharded distributed database. It is designed to be highly available. It is always consistent across the entire sharded distributed data set, which is very important, because it makes programming so much easier when the data set that is distributed actually from the application perspective looks as if it comes from a single instance database. MySQL cluster is massively linearly scalable, has a shared nothing architecture, and is obviously open source. MySQL cluster, as already mentioned, is very much used in the telecom industry, but also in gaming, where massive parallel online games need a session store. It is used also for financial transactions in the financial industry for online payment providers. Particularly telecom is now moving towards cloud native and Kubernetes in light speed. They were a heavy adopter of OpenStack in the past and now aggressively move on. They like the speed in which you can introduce new services with Kubernetes, the scaling, the efficient operations, the performance and capacity it provides. Very often I hear doubts about running databases in containers or in Kubernetes. We have been running databases and MySQL NDB specifically on virtual machines for ages, right? We do most of our testing there. Huge cluster installations run in virtual machines and in production. And containers in Kubernetes have so many advantages over virtual machines that I think, yes, many databases and specifically MySQL NDB is very well suitable to run in Kubernetes. So if you want to compare virtual machines versus containers, I think it's a clear win for containers, but there's a couple of things that we still have to work on and that we have to consider. For example, workload isolation. I think virtual machines isolate workload much better if configured correctly, but we have also seen overutilized systems there that cause problems. And then maybe another point to make is best practices. I think we still understand virtual machines and the behavior of our databases or services in general in machines, virtual machines, a little bit better. There's more best practices built up, and there's still a lot to learn for containers. But Kubernetes is moving quickly, and we see new information, new blocks, and gain new experiences every day about running them there, now that we have huge systems in production. So running databases in a container and Kubernetes, and I think, yes, in the end, you can run any database in a container, period. But it's a matter of workload that you want to serve and the requirements that you have on a database. So mileage varies pretty much with the database suitability. What does make a database suitable for cloud native principles and also for running in Kubernetes? I think the most important thing to highlight is resilience. So losing parts of the system, of the database system, should be a non-event. It's not a big deal. It should automatically recover and heal itself. Shared nothing. You should not have anything, no centralized management or any single point of failure in the system, in your database system, if you want to run it in Kubernetes and adhere to the cloud native principles. Scaling, sharding, scale out, not up. Consistency. So a database should look like a single machine system to the user and to the services. That makes life so much easier, and it should be consistent. And the data should be served independent of the instance that you go to in order to query the data. Standards are also very important. Cloud native databases should also support query standards, as much as I like the idea of NoSQL that we also implement in MySQL NDB cluster. But there should always be a standard way of accessing